small group instruction. Seminars and discussions in small groups are the important methods covered in this category. Fourth, independent study. Under this mention may be made of the assignments, use of Dalton plan, programmed learning, computerized instruction, committee work, work experiences, etc. Third, classification of methods of teaching economics. Miscellaneous. Methods of teaching economics may be classified as under. First, discovery methods. These methods are high on all the three dimensions: learner activity, experience, and experimentation by the learner, and cognitive understanding. Simulation primarily come under this category. The main emphasis of methods in this category is one, problem solving and providing necessary framework of the learner, so that while solving the problem of learner is also able to learn the rational and logic of what he has done. Second, encounter methods. Carl Roger popularized the term encounter. Since the emphasis is on providing experience through confrontation or through encounter, and not through cognitive understanding, these methods are effective for change in basic behavioral patterns and developing new ways of looking at things. Role play also involves some amount of encounter. Third, expository methods. In these methods, cognitive emphasis is very high, while emphasis on experiences is low. One good example of expository method is the lecture method, in which the main emphasis is on imparting cognitive information of the learners. Fourth, individualized methods. These methods are quite well known, mainly through the popularity of programmed instruction. The main characteristics of these methods is the guided search encouraged by the instructor or the teacher. In addition to programmed instructions, self-study, computer-oriented instruction, case method, and prescribed experiments in science are other examples of individualized learning, in which the main emphasis is for each learner to learn at his own pace. PACE. Fifth, inspirational methods. These methods are primarily based on high activity on the part of instructor or the teacher. Giving a sermon to the students or to any group of learners is a good example of this methodology. Six, natural learning methods. The main rationale of these methods is that learning takes place in a natural way, and planning for learning is not necessary. Learners are left on their own with free and unplanned activity. Thus, the emphasis on learning activity is high. their age, it is low on planned experience and on cognitive inputs. 7. Project methods. This is discussed in detail separately. Whether the method is activity-centered, life-centered, pupil-centered, teacher-centered, or even subject-centered, there must be abiding enthusiasm and interest of the teacher, which would make teaching learning efficient, enjoyable, and pleasant. Summing up methods of teaching economics. Amount of important methods following deserve careful attention. However, it may be stated that these methods overlap in their treatment, and it is not always possible to draw a clear-cut line. First, assignment method. Second, case study method. Third, Dalton method. Fourth, discussion method. Fifth, home assignment or home task. Sixth, laboratory method. Seventh, lecture method. Eighth, note dictation. Ninth, observation method. 10. Problem method. 11. Project method. 12. Question answer method. 13. Quiz method. 14. Review method. 15. Role playing or group dynamic method. 16. Socialized classroom recitation method. 17. Source method. 18. Story method. 19. Supervised study method. 20. Survey method. 21. Textbook methods. Lecture methods. Significance of the lecture method. It is the oldest teaching method given by philosophy of idealism. As used in education, the lecture method refers to the teaching procedure involved in the clarification or explanation to the students of some major ideas. This method lays emphasis on the presentation of the context. Teacher is more active and students are passive, but he also used question answer to keep them attention in the class. It is used to clarify matters, to expand content and motivate the students by changing his voice, by impersonating characters, by shifting his position, and by using simple devices. A teacher can deliver his lesson effectively. While delivering his lecture, a teacher can indicate by his facial expression, gesture and tones the exact set of meaning that he wishes to convey. Merits of lecture method. Following are the merits of the lecture method. First, it is economical as it needs no apparatus and no laboratory. A large number of students can be taught at a time. Second, it saves time and covers syllabus in limited time. Third, it is very effective in giving factual information and in relating some of the thrilling anecdotes, anecdotes, with historical lessons. The life stories of great adventurers, experimenters, investigators and thinkers can become very interesting and involved valuable task by a teacher. 4. Lecturing makes a work on the teacher very simple. He needs no make laboratory elaborate arrangements. 5. A good lecture not only stimulates the students but also linger long in their imagination. It motivates students to become good orators. 6. It provides better scope for clarification and for laying stress on significant ideas. 7. It brings a personal contact and touch to impress or influence the pupils. 8. It provides flexibility. As the teacher is in close and intimate contact with pupils, he can adjust his technique in accordance with their abilities, aptitudes, and interests. 9. It gives the students training in listening. 10. It gives the students training in talking notes rapidly. 11. It develops good audience habits. 12. It provides opportunities of correlating events and subjects. 13. It enables the linkage of previous knowledge with the new ones. Limitations. The limitations of this method are as follows. First, there is very little scope for pupil activity. Second, it does not take into consideration individual differences. Third, lecturing is against the principle of learning by doing. Fourth, it spoon feeds the students without developing their power of reasoning. 5. Speed of the lecture may be too fast for the learner to grasp the line of thought. 6. An average student may not be able to fix up his attention to the lecture to 40 or 45 minutes. 7. A lecture is likely to cover more content without realizing that little learning task place. 8. A lecture may become monotonous to the students after a while. Very few teachers can keep the interest of the student up to the end. Guidelines for the effective use of lecture methods. The following points should be kept in view in using this device of teaching. First, matters should be arranged in such a way as to leave a single clear impression on the minds of the students. Second, teachers should have pauses in between the lesson so that the students may learn the new knowledge bit by bit. Third, the rate of exposition should be slow when the class is backward. The teachers should utilize different ways of presenting the same information. Fourth, there should be abundant repetition, but it should be in a new way so that the class may not feel dullness. Fifth, children's way to looking at things should be considered in exposition. Language used should be familiar and suitable. Sixth, The lesson should be divided into sections which have logical sequence. This will enable the students to understand easily and will also train them in systematic thinking, besides assisting them to put their own thoughts logically. 7. The rate of exposition and the size of the subject matter are determined by the individual capacity of children and teachers' natural rate of speech. 8. Proper use of blackboard should be made. 9. Actual objects, models, diagrams, sketches, etc. should be used. 10. The students should be encouraged to ask questions. This will enable them to get their doubts removed. 11. Verbal illustrations such as examples, comparisons, etc. should be used to enable the student to grasp the exposition. 12. Pictorial illustrations such as pictures, maps, and charts should be freely used, as these help in motivating the students. 13. The aim of the lesson should be kept in view and the students fully made conversant with the aim.